Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
on the 25th anniversary of the American Forces Network, Europe.
Happy birthday to you.
The Army Hour is happy indeed to salute AFN for 25 years of unparalleled broadcasting service to American forces in Europe. Starting in a cellar of the British Broadcasting Corporation in London in July 1943, AFN today reaches an estimated audience of over 20 million listeners. And they write letters, some 60,000 a year, expressing appreciation for AFN's music, news, and entertainment. Perhaps best summed up by one soldier who wrote, "I love your music, and I believe your news. Keep it up." To which we can only echo, "Keep it up." And now, on with the show to Frankfurt, Germany, and your host for the program, Army Specialist Jonathan Green.
On the air, on the air, with all you boys overseas and lucky, it surely is lucky to give you an airwave queen. On the air, on the air. Now don't give me that mean and stony stare. My voice may need Erlen, but it's on the road to Berlin by AFN.
That was possibly the world's first radio jingle, a song written especially for the American Forces Network when the U.S. Army European Radio Unit first went on the air on the 4th of July in 1943. With equipment borrowed from the BBC and operating out of a London cellar that somehow managed to escape the bombs falling all around it, AFN brought the sound of American radio to Europe.
I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio.
Oh, George.
Yes?
What is that about your radio?
Just me and my radio.
Well, never mind that. Turn it on quickly.
What is it, Gracie?
It's the AFN on the road to Berlin.
When the Allies invaded Normandy, when they liberated Paris, and finally when they crossed into Germany, AFN was there bringing uninterrupted entertainment and an insight of the overall war picture to the American fighting man. 25 years later, AFN continues to serve the American soldier and his family 24 hours a day. Service in the form of breakfast music for both the soldier on the range and the housewife on the range.
Well, hi again. Army Sergeant Jerry Carpenter along with you in tempo.
Light entertainment for evening dining and relaxation.
Listen. There's music in the air.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome aboard AFN 1605 to Nashville.
Exercise with Sergeant Sam.
Featuring Sergeant Sam, the exercise man.
10 minutes a day keeps a doctor away.
Monday through Friday for gals and guys, 905 brings exercise. So drop what you're doing and join AFN. It's time right now for us all to take 10.
From the European Command.
This is EUCOM Report, bringing you a sound digest of news and features of interest to American military personnel at European Command installations across the continent.
Features.
On the Sea. Tonight and every night, you'll hear views and interviews on the sea.
22 newscasts a day.
AFN News on the Hour, a summary of late developments from around the world. Here is David Minot, AFN News.
The Savings Deposit Program presents the Sports Journal of the Air.
This, then, is a brief sampling of the variety of programs offered daily by the American Forces Network. Army Hour itself is also a weekly AFN feature. On Sunday, the network features a report on the operations of the U.S. Army's Communications Zone Europe. ComZ on the March spotlights the music of the 76th AG Army Band. Under the direction of Chief Warrant Officer Samuel F. Brown, Jr., the band now plays Sound Off. Responsible for the existence of the American Forces Network, the man who called for its establishment during World War II is former President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Ladies and gentlemen, General Eisenhower.
The network first went on the air from a London basement on Independence Day in 1943. From those war days until the present, its mission has never changed. Through the years, it has kept servicemen and women overseas informed of their homeland. By the same token, the American Forces Network has brought to the people of many European countries an understanding of America. By listening to the truthful reporting of news, by hearing our popular and classical music, and by enjoying our dramatic and comedy programs, these people have a clearer picture of how we live our daily lives. And once people begin to understand each other in simple, everyday terms, the problem of living together in peace becomes easier. People must be able to communicate with each other. Without communication, their common problems become unsolvable. Because the network has so ably fulfilled its mission, not only to our servicemen, but to the people of other nations, it is a pleasure for me to extend felicitation on its anniversary and wish the American Forces Network many more years of successful operation.
Thank you, General Eisenhower. For a closer look at the American Forces Network, we will now switch to each of its affiliates across Germany. First to Berlin.
Unique in its function as well as its position, AFN Berlin, situated 110 miles behind the Iron Curtain, was the first station in the network to serve its listeners with night-long, round-the-clock programming. And located in one of the entertainment capitals of the world, AFN Berlin has consistently provided the network with feature material centered around the greats of international show business. The World War II Allied victory in Europe was secured when the Battle of Berlin ended on the 2nd of May, 1945. 2 months later, on August 4th, AFN Berlin began to broadcast to American occupation forces.
This is AFN Berlin, the sound of American radio entertainment.
Through the years, the American Forces Network Berlin affiliate has lived history in one of the world's most vital datelines.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
And AFN Berlin will continue to provide 24-hour entertainment to the soldiers who serve in that outpost as long as American forces are necessary to keep the torch of freedom burning there.
On the 28th of July, 1945, at exactly 18:30 hours, AFN Bremen was born, broadcasting with studios and control room located in the back of a truck. But even if the station lacked glamour, the handful of men who operated it were too excited to notice. The war had just ended, and American troops in the Bremen enclave finally had a radio station of their own. But in March of 1946, the word was put out that AFN Bremen would cease operation. Disapproval from the servicemen in the area started a petition, which resulted in 10,000 letters arriving at the network headquarters from not only American, but Canadian and British servicemen as well. It saved the station, and just in the nick of time, because the announcement was made on March 14th, just 2 days before the station was scheduled to cease operation. And by 1947, the station was well established.
You're hearing something which is familiar to Kaiserslautern. Local color and local performers, blended together by something which can be understood by one and all alike, good music. Yes, this is one of the many fine products of Kaiserslautern. The name Kaiserslautern might not be as well known as Berlin or Munich or Stuttgart, to people in America, that is, but to soldiers who have been to Germany, Kaiserslautern is a very well-known commodity. Most all of them simply call it K-Town. AFN came to Kaiserslautern early in 1953. We service a large number of American men in uniform and their dependents, along with many other listeners. You'd be surprised to know how many of them enjoy our programs. We could tell you much, much more about this friendly American radio outlet in a friendly country, but time is short, and we want you to know something about our compatriots up and down the network. So, as our musical hikers troop off into the forest, this is Tom Smith saying Auf Wiedersehen from AFN Kaiserslautern.
Words sing the praise of one of Munich's oldest institutions, the Hofbräuhaus, an enormous beer hall where native and tourist alike gather for some typical Bavarian entertainment and some of the liquid refreshment that has helped make this city world-renowned. Another Munich institution for more than two decades is AFN Munich, a voice from home for tens of thousands of American servicemen stationed in what is... You know, when peace came to Europe after World War II, AFN mobile units, which had been following the advancing American army in this part of Germany, moved to Munich. Soon, a permanent broadcasting station was established in the home of the city's former Nazi Gauleiter. That was in June 1945. This is still the home of AFN Munich. The analogy is often made between Bavarians and Texans. Well, if that's the case, then I can be a Munich is best AFN affiliate. We like to think so anyway. So with that in mind, we bid a fond Auf Wiedersehen to all of you, wherever you may be, and pass the ball to Nuremberg. For now, that is. This is Neil Fontaine in Munich.
The bells in the 12th century Gothic tower of the Frauenkirche.
overlooking the colorful marketplace in Nuremberg, Germany. They have rung out like this daily for more than 600 years. Today, these giant bells have a small but powerful competitor. It too rings out daily, like this.
This is AFN Nuremberg, the friendly voice of Northern Bavaria.
That little bell identifies AFN Nuremberg to its listeners throughout Northern Bavaria and Franconia. These listeners, numbering more than 75,000 servicemen and women, plus dependents and local national guest listeners, hear AFN Nuremberg over a complex of 14 transmitters scattered throughout an area of about 10,000 square miles. No other AFN station serves so many people, nor has so many transmitters located over such a wide area. The station has been on the air since 1950, except for a three-year period from 1956 until 1959, when it was a satellite of sister station AFN Munich, 100 miles to the south. Now, from the Christmas city of Nuremberg, Germany, this is Trent Christman, Program Director, AFN Nuremberg, sending you greetings wherever you may be.
This is Bud Miller, Program Director, AFN Stuttgart. The music you just heard is titled Mussi Denn, and some know it as Wooden Heart. While many connected with Elvis Presley, we can tell you it was written long before Elvis came around. Over here in Stuttgart, Germany, it's an old and famous tune usually played at arrivals or departures of dear friends. And the tune is played every day on the chimes at the local city hall, and it's just as much a landmark musically as AFN is to this area. AFN Stuttgart, 100,000 watts FM and 10,000 watts AM, with satellite transmitters in Karlsruhe, Göppingen, and Ulm, covers just about all of the state of Baden-Württemberg in southwest Germany. We are now 20 years old, and we celebrate our birthday on St. Paddy's Day, March the 17th. Our little staff of 11 people keep us humming 7 days a week. And now for the staff, we send you our greetings. And as we came in with music, so do we depart. This is AFN Stuttgart, with a wish for continued pleasant listening.
AFN also broadcasts its programs to Belgium and Holland, with transmissions to all affiliates originating in the key station of the American Forces Network, AFN Frankfurt. In the Army Hour guest house, the popular international singing star Caterina Valente is standing by to entertain us on this 25th anniversary of AFN Europe.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right. Just be with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over. Dancing. through the night. It seemed to be right. Just being with him, now he must wake up. Our dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over.
To conclude this special Army Hour Silver Anniversary salute to the American Forces Network Europe, here is Army Major Gerald H. Buchanan, the officer in charge of AFNE.
One of the most successful musical series ever broadcast by the American Forces Network was A Quarter Century of Swing. I think that title amply sums up AFN's first 25 years. From the days back in the 40s when Glenn Miller originated his broadcast from our studios to the present, when our military announcers spin the young sound of beat and soul, AFN's music has been swinging for the American forces in Europe. And AFN has been keeping the American servicemen not only well entertained, but also well informed. For 25 years of war and peace, the mission of AFN has been to keep our men and women in touch with their country while serving far from its shores. To accomplish this, we followed the forces from England to France and then on to Germany. 2.5 decades later, we are still following the American forces, recently inaugurating broadcasting outlets in the Netherlands and Belgium. Today, with 7 studio stations and 45 transmitters, AFN reaches over 200,000 service personnel and tens of thousands of other service-related personnel. With the newscast every hour of the broadcast day, a variety of programs covering special events and command information, and the entire spectrum of music filling the broadcast day, AFN has served and continues to serve its American audience well. Musical trends will doubtlessly continue to change, but AFN's mission will not. After 25 years of swinging music, 25 years of up-to-the-minute news and current events, and 25 years of service to the American communities in Europe, the network is proud of its accomplishments. And for the future, the network pledges to the American serviceman that it will continue to serve him with the best in information and entertainment.
This special Army Hour program commemorating the 25th anniversary of the American Forces Network Europe was produced by Thomas E. Kelbs at AFN's studios in Frankfurt, Germany. This is Sergeant Major Paul Eckert speaking.